News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
European Union, they're very tough, very, very tough traders. You know, you think of European Union, very friendly. They rip us off. It's so sad to see. It's so pathetic. 39%, we're going to charge them 20%. So we're charging them essentially half.
In his speech last night, Trump also spoke about how the tariffs will be implemented.
For nations that treat us badly, we will calculate the combined rate of all their tariffs. And because we are being very kind, we're kind people, the tariffs will be not a full reciprocal. I could have done that, yes, but it would have been tough for a lot of countries who didn't want to do that.
Yeah. In response, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that US President Trump's universal tariffs are a major blow to the world economy, which she has said will now suffer massively.
Europe has everything it needs to make it through the storm. We are in this together. If you take on one of us, you take on all of us.
Yeah, Ursula von der Leyen speaking this morning. Let us know what you make of it all. 087-1400-106. An extraordinary night. Let's bring in Washington Bureau Chief from The Guardian, David Smith. David, what has been the reaction in the US to Donald Trump's speech?
I think many people are bewildered and think this is really a very bad idea. They warn that it's going to push up prices for American consumers, potentially slow economic growth, could lead to a recession and job losses. That's the general view of economic experts and analysts and people who follow these things closely. It's certainly the view of the Democratic Party in opposition, who are quick to condemn what they called horrible tariffs and really what they see as a potential tax cut for billionaires and a disaster for the American economy, not to mention relationships with allies. But Trump's Republican Party, most of them are either praising it or at least sitting on the fence. However, there was a vote in the Senate where actually four Republicans joined Democrats in opposing tariffs. So I think they have some misgivings too.
Could that make a difference if Congress and the Senate does go against them? Or are these things that the president can really do unilaterally?
Yeah, he seems to have that power because whatever the Senate decided, it's not going to get much traction in the House of Representatives, where Republicans still have the advantage. They argue that tariffs should be in the power of Congress, but actually Trump does seem to have this authority, and he's forging ahead. And perhaps we shouldn't be so surprised. During last year's election campaign, he did repeatedly promise to impose sweeping tariffs. And I think Republicans and others thought, let's maybe not take him entirely seriously. Maybe it's just a threat. But now he's gone and done it.
How do you see it playing out? And I know it's kind of impossible to look that far ahead, but inevitably it will lead to price increases. I know he's saying long term this will help the American economy. Most economists doubt that severely. But will he stick it out if when the flak inevitably comes, do you think, or do you think there will be some kind of rollback?
It's a good question. I would have thought potentially somewhere in between. He will not want to do a complete U-turn and back down on this, but perhaps he will make some concessions and carve outs. And we've seen some reversals on tariffs already during his first couple of months. But I think there are reasons to believe in many of these cases he is going to try and last the course. As far as we know, this is his last term as president. He can't run again. So in that sense, politically, he has nothing to lose. This is one of his few core ideological beliefs. Going back to the 1980s, he's been arguing that America was getting ripped off and is the victim of unfair trade. Finally, at long last, he thinks he's on this kind of moral mission, this divine mission to get revenge, and it's payback time. And you just heard some of his language in the White House Rose Garden. I was there for it, where he talked about, you know, for decades our country has been looted, pillaged, raped and plundered by nations near and far, both friend and foe alike. And, you know, he talked about foreign scavengers. I think he really believes in this, and some would say that makes him quite a dangerous figure.
How should other countries react, do you think, just based on your experience of watching Donald Trump? I mean, there is some, you know, do you poke the bear, or is there a view that maybe with Donald Trump, he only respects strength and you have to show a bit of muscle, you have to show a bit of strength?
Yeah, it's another good question. We all know in general, if you show weakness, that it just encourages a bully more. I think it probably needs to be a bit of carrot and stick. You know, we have seen, for example, Mexico in dealing with Trump on tariffs, making some apparent concessions, for example, on border security, when in fact there were things that had been pretty much promised by Mexico anyway. But also, you know, standing their ground at other moments. And we saw a bit of that also with Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer's visits to Washington. There was tons of flattery and you know, praising Trump, pleasing his ego. But at the same time, occasionally they stood their ground. So I think it probably needs a mixed approach. But certainly, you know, selling something to Trump that makes him think he's getting a win and a concession, even if it's actually just dressing up, you know, something that was maybe there already.
Indulging him, I suspect that's where we're at. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief from The Guardian, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
We're joined now by IBEX Executive Director of Lobbying and Influence, Fergal O'Brien. Good morning to you, Fergal. IBEX reaction to what we saw yesterday, is it cool heads all round?
Good morning, Kira. Look, it is important, obviously, that we don't panic. But look, this is a big day in economic history. It's just really bad for the global economy. You know, to see the U.S. imposing these kind of taxes on imports, to take such an isolationist perspective on the trade and the global economy. It's not the U.S., you know, that we've all kind of traded with and had such strong economic ties with for so many years. So that's bad for the global economy. It's going to be bad for the U.S. It is going to be worse for the U.S. And because Ireland is just so reliant on internationalization, you know, we've prospered more than any other country in terms of the benefits of international trade. I think that's bad as well. Look, silver linings this morning. Right now, it looks like just about 3% of Ireland's export euros are impacted by these US tariffs, because it seems, and look, we're still getting the detail, that the pharmaceutical sector has not been impacted
as yet.
That clearly is our biggest export to the US. So that means only about 300 euros of our exports were impacted by these tariffs. If everything going to the US was impacted by these tariffs, then that would be 1 in 10 of our export euros. So, you know, this just impacts goods. Our services exports are actually more important than our higher value than our goods exports. And we trade a lot with the rest of the world as well. So, you know, it's not all about the US, but of course it's important to Ireland.
You're talking silver linings there, and Fergal, and that's, you know, I think probably a necessary to do on a morning like this morning. But in terms of Ireland being uniquely, I suppose, in a difficult position here because of our reliance on American investment, foreign direct investment, because of our close links and how we export so much to them, what do we need to do to mitigate here, or can we mitigate here, the circumstances we find ourselves in?
Yeah, look, there's a number of things that we're talking to government about in terms of measures that are within our own control. The European response is going to be really important. Europe will respond, and Europe has to respond. How we shape that to make sure that Europe fully understands the kind of strategic implications of whatever those measures would be, and supply chain implications and the knock-on impacts of what the European response would be. So as a member state, we got to shape that. That is crucially important over the next number of days and weeks. We have the playbook here in terms of how we navigated Brexit and COVID. And we need to apply some of that. There are some sectors of the economy that would be particularly badly impacted as a result of these tariffs. I'm very conscious as well of the difference in tariff now between the UK
North and
South. Ireland.
Yeah.
That's really significant in terms of the all-island economy. So we'll have to look at some sectors that might be particularly exposed as a result of that. But we have the playbook. You know, if we need to keep employees connected to their employers through COVID-type supports, I think we can do that. In terms of Brexit-type measures, helping companies find new markets, helping them to be more innovative, more productive, and all of the other things that we know make sense in terms of the overall competitiveness of the economy. You know, we've got to crack housing, got to really double down on infrastructure delivery, cost of doing business, regulation, all of those things. And that needs to happen at a European level as well. So all of this will shake up the rest of the world. We'll all go on to trade with each other. The US is the country that's making the decision to isolate itself from the world. The world will trade with each other. And what you would expect to see, actually, is as global trading partners outside of the US, we actually become more closely aligned.
They may in fact find new opportunities. Undermining their own hegemony. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is IBEX Executive Director of Lobbying and Influence, Fergal O'Brien.
Let's bring in Simon McKeever, Chief Executive Officer of the Irish Exporters Association. Simon, it's obviously not good news, but given what Fergal was saying there about pharma not being impacted, could it have been a lot worse?
Good morning, Shane. It could and it couldn't have been. I mean, you look at the pharma, and we welcome the fact that pharma hasn't been included in all of this, because from a macro picture, it's very important that that wasn't touched. And there's also other implications around that with corporation tax and that. But there's a lot of Irish and Irish-owned business that do export into the United States who are waking up this morning going, oh, crap, what are we going to do now? It is severely going to impact them. A 20% tariff is right at the very high end of what we were thinking about. So this is going to impact a lot of Irish businesses that are doing business in the States, who have viewed the United States as a growth market for them, who are now going to have maybe a bit of a rethink. And so what do you need to do this morning if you are exporting to the United States products? And like, you're talking food and drink, you're talking machinery. We actually sell a lot of widgets and things that are actually manufactured into the States. It's about 17% of our exports into the States is actually manufactured goods, 3% being in the food and drink. So the very first thing I would encourage companies to do this morning is look at your Incoterms. Okay, so look at the Incoterms, which determines the basis on which the goods are transported to the US, because it will tell you who's going to pay the duty. So if it's DDP, delivered duty paid, you're paying the duty. So the very first thing you need to do is look at the Incoterms under which you're doing business with your counterpart in the United States. Then I would encourage companies to look at valuation, classification, and origin. And we can help with all of those things. We've training courses and all of those. Those four things are going to be absolutely critical going forward in terms of how the tariff is calculated, what it's calculated on. And when you look down into your supply chain, is there a bit of Chinese goods in your widget? Is there a bit of a part of another country in it? So look at those four things.
It sounds like a nightmare.
Tariffs, customs, and all those rules and regulations are very, very complex. And sorry, Shane, the other thing is, I think an unintended consequence of what the United States done last night, there is going to be a credit squeeze, and there's going to be a credit squeeze on both sides of the Atlantic. We've been talking to the banks. They are looking at companies that are trading with the US. So I think a question that Irish companies need to ask themselves is they need to look at their customers. Two things. Number one, if the US economy goes into recession, and the futures markets this morning are showing that there's going to be another 3-4% sell-off in the stock markets and the S&P in the US, what's the impact on those companies that you're selling into in the US? Will they be able to pay? Now, that's short, medium, and long term. Will they be able to pay for your goods? And then the second thing, just check also, because I've been contacted by some of our members overnight, the goods that you've already committed to sell into the United States right now, again, going back to your Incoterms, will your customer over there pay the duty? And then get into a negotiation about who's going to pay it going forward. So those kind of a couple of pointers for this morning.
Okay. Thank you indeed for that. Simon McKeever, Chief Executive Officer of the Irish Exporters Association. They're outlining some of the unintended consequences and the red tape that are going to be facing a lot of businesses, Ciara.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.